Hi, everybody. It's time for the good stuff, just like they said. And it's Kim and Mike Burge.
The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up January 31st through February 8th. Of course, that's in Rapid City. And they've got some new events this year. Bullfighters only on February 1st. And don't forget the Ian Munsick concert. You can get tickets now at blackhillsstockshow.com. That is February 7th with special guest Colby Acup. And the Ranch Rodeo is February 4th. Just a few of the things, and you can find out the whole event list at blackhillsstockshow.com.
Hey, how's that morning cup of coffee going with all this cold weather? Are you just kind of sitting there without a lot to do? Well, sounds like you need to pair it up with Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a lot better. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
And it's Inauguration Day, Kim. So what do you have for us?
I have my last presidential quote on the subject of character. And I think it's a really good one.
Okay.
Far and away, the best prize that life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good one. Who said that?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, we had a lot of those from Teddy.
Yes.
I call him Teddy.
Oh, do you? Well, yeah. I go ahead. I won't say anything. I'll let it go. You didn't know Teddy personally.
No, I did not. I'm not that old. All right. What
just
else do you have?
Just wanted to be clear. Mama's Bible.
Okay.
Four brothers left home for college, and they became successful doctors and lawyers, and they prospered. Some years later, they chatted after having dinner together. They discussed the gifts they were able to give their elderly mother, who lived far away in another city. The first said, "I had a big house built for Mama." The second said, "I had my Mercedes dealer deliver an SL600 to her." The third said, "I had a $100,000 theater built in her house." The fourth said, "You know how Mama loved reading the Bible, and you know she can't read anymore because she can't see very well. I met this preacher who told me about a parrot that can recite the entire Bible. It took 20 preachers 12 years to teach him. I had to pledge to contribute $100,000 a year for 20 years to the church, but it was worth it. Mama just has to name the chapter and verse, and the parrot will recite it." The other brothers were impressed. After the holidays, Mom sent out her thank you notes. She wrote, "Milton, the house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks anyway. "Marvin, I am too old to travel. I stay home. I have my groceries delivered, so I never use a Mercedes. The thought was good. Thank you." "Michael, you gave me an expensive theater with Dolby Sound. It could hold 50 people, but all our, my friends have died. I've lost my hearing and I'm nearly blind. I'll never use it. Thank you for the gesture, just the same." "Dearest Melvin, you were the only son to have the good sense to give a little thought to your gift. The chicken was delicious." Thank you.
Uh-oh.
I think we've had that before. Still funny, though.
I do not know the author on this, but it's called "There's Always Another Ridge." Explore the mountain west. One thing that you will find, you'll see all the ridges when you attain the crest. Broad vistas greet your eyes. You'll think you're in heaven. Wonder how you could be so blessed to see those skies. Of unending beauty with reflection you'll see how important it is to conserve our duty. Ridges continue much to our delight, fading in a fog, our senses lost, as if we might touch those mountains distant, far dear to our hearts and souls, to have and to hold them, just try and hold a star. Like all of the forms of life, we move from one ridge to the next, sure in our awe, minding not the real strife. As those ridges appear, so awesome in our mind, we wonder at the sight. No, we must hold them dear. We know there is no end. Another ridge appears, as in our life we find we must not break, but bend. That's author unknown, but it's called "There's Always Another Ridge." And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
We love to read what others send in. It's always interesting, and it's usually always funny, and we love funny. Thanks, everybody, from Bowman, North Dakota, for listening to the good stuff at your station, KPOK 1340 AM. And make sure you join in next time for more of the good stuff.